TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal. Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, January 12th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla plans to halt production at its only large factory in Europe for 2 weeks because of a lack of parts. Houthi fighters have launched a series of attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea, disrupting trade between Asia and Europe. In response, a U.S.-led coalition launched more than a dozen strikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. To avoid the area, shipping companies have routed container ships around the Horn of Africa, leading to higher costs and weeks-long delays. In a statement, Tesla blamed longer transportation times for the gap in its supply chain. Crypto brokerage firm Genesis Global Trading has agreed to pay $8 million in a settlement with New York State's financial regulator over alleged failings in its anti-money laundering and cybersecurity programs. Genesis Global Trading closed its U.S. spot crypto trading operations in September and is in the process of winding down. As part of the settlement, the trading unit will surrender the license that allowed it to operate a crypto business in New York, the regulator said in a statement. And Carta, a financial software provider for many Silicon Valley startups, said it was closing its secondary trading division following criticism that it improperly accessed client data. That's prompting customers to reach out to Carta's competitors about moving their business. The company has said that the secondary trading division it closed accounts for a small amount of revenue. We'll be off on Monday in honor of Martin Luther King Day, but we'll be back on Tuesday with Tech News Briefing and the Tech Minute.